In the gospel today, Jesus and the disciples are traveling through Samaria. Samaria is the fastest way to get from Galilee to Judea, but it's a foreign country. So Jesus and the disciples are outsiders, they're foreigners, and their dress and their mannerisms and their language gives them away as outsiders. Jesus has sent messengers ahead of him to find a place of safety for them to stay, maybe some food to eat and a place to sleep. In the Middle East, even to this day, hospitality is one of the most important values. You know, the environment has historically been very harsh, and so it's always been an important virtue to offer hospitality to your guests, whether they be strangers or friends or enemies. You're judged on how you offer hospitality. You come out and you offer food and a place to stay. It's what you do. So the messengers go to a certain town in Samaria, and they are refused. They say, no place here. Keep on going. We don't have anything for you here. Terrible breach of manners and hospitality. It's a very shocking thing. We are reminded, if we think back to the story in the Old Testament in Genesis 19 of Sodom. You remember that story about how some angels come into the city of Sodom and they look for a place to stay, and no one will put them up. And they're staying in the city square, and Lot says, come stay at my house. And all the men of the city come to attack these angels. And the angels send Lot and his family outside the city. And as they're leaving, they rain down fire from heaven upon Sodom, and Sodom is completely destroyed. So that's sort of in the back of our minds when we hear this gospel story. When James and John, the disciples, James and John, hear that they've been refused hospitality from this village, they turn to Jesus and they say, Lord, should we rain down fire from heaven upon them and destroy this village? I guess they figured if it's good enough for the Old Testament, it's good enough for them. But Jesus turns and stops. Jesus has already started down the road to the next village. And he has to turn around and stop his travel. And he has to spend some time teaching them. And he rebukes them, it says. Rebuke is a strong word. It means that he's calling them out. And he says, no, do not call down fire from heaven on them. Haven't I taught you anything at all? Remember, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, turn the other cheek, go the extra mile. Haven't you learned anything? And so they go down to the next place. There's going to be another place that's going to offer hospitality. Well, we hear this lesson today with the background of the shootings in Orlando. The shooter there literally rained down fire upon the people in that nightclub. It was a horrible tragedy and a terrible, terrible loss. It was a mentally ill man who was a Muslim, went into a gay bar with an automatic rifle and killed 50 people and wounded 53. Just unimaginable horror. So I'd like to sort of reflect on this a little bit today. I read a pastoral letter from the rector of the Emmanuel Episcopal Church in Orcas Island that the bishop forwarded to us. And the rector said that when he heard the news, he felt kind of numb, and he wasn't sure why, because usually when he hears these tragedies, he feels overwhelmed with grief and sadness. And he started thinking about it, about how the shooter was went into a gay bar, and where there was a Latino dance night, and there were a lot of Puerto Ricans there, and he used, you know, religious justification for his violence. And the rector said, I got to thinking, and I realized, I'm a gay man, I'm Latino, I'm from Puerto Rico, and I'm a spiritual and religious person. And so this hit me on so many different levels at the same time, how what had happened there. I don't know all the reasons behind the shooting in Orlando. I think there's a whole number of reasons. The man was mentally ill. He was homophobic. He had got a messed up understanding of his religion. And he had access to automatic weapons. There's a whole bunch of reasons behind this. And Bishop Rickle, in his letter, in his pastoral letter that he put on his blog, he said, behind all that is the real problem, and that is the hate behind all this. There's so much hate in our country, and we are so divided, so polarized. We're polarized, conservatives and progressives, you know, elites and the common people, rural and urban. I mean, there's so many divides that we have. So much violence in our culture, on TV, in the movies, video games. Even our sports figures turn out to be violent people. So there's this background of all this stuff going on that sort of sets the stage for all this, it seems. Bishop Rickle quoted the Rabbi Abraham Heschel, who said, not all are guilty, but all are responsible. We're responsible for the background, for the milieu that we create as a society. Jesus taught us about nonviolence. He said, follow me with love and not with hate. He rebuked the disciples when they wanted to rain down fire from heaven. In the epistle today, Paul says, live by the Spirit, do not gratify the desires of the flesh. Throughout the whole letter to the Galatians, he's been trying to convince them that the salvation does not come from following the letter of the law, but it comes by the grace of God found in Jesus Christ. And so he says, at the end of his letter here, he says, so live by the Spirit. Listen to God. Be guided by the Spirit. And if you do that, you'll find that you have the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control. All those wonderful virtues that come when we follow the Spirit. You know, I believe that in this country there is more that unites us than divides us. We have this vast reservoir of goodwill and of a sense of the common good and shared values. You know, we believe in freedom. We believe in hard work. We believe in opportunity. And I think those shared values are what is going to unite us and bring us into the future. When we realize that and when we live with those shared values, there's nothing that can stop us. Shall we call down fire from heaven? No. Let us live by the Spirit instead. Amen.